Hello, Audio Boo. I've already tried this twice. Both times went over 10 minutes, and I realized I've been rambling for about 7 of those 10 minutes. So, right off the bat, the person I'm going to be talking about, his account is Mr. Shy City 3 on YouTube. I'm not going to be talking about him. This is where it just gave me the spark. I've known this for over a year now, but I finally have a reason to talk about it after seeing this video. He was a ex-Google AdSense person, which, if you don't know, that's what it means to make money off YouTube. And he got kicked out of AdSense. I don't really know what to call it, but they kicked him out. And he exposed all the secrets of what happens when you get AdSense. Now, I had the option to enable AdSense on one of my videos. I tried it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was a Call of Duty 4 video, and for whatever reason, they wanted to allow me to use AdSense on it. So I accepted it, and 2 days later, it said, you can't do that because it's not your content. I'm sure it was just a glitch that they gave it to me, but I never saw any of this because I was never fully into AdSense. He makes multiple points, so I'll post the video on the comments here, but I'm just going to talk about a few of the main points, the ones that I thought were more important. One of the points he was talking about is the time, or when you see any of the big names, whether it be Charles Trippi, Shay Carl, Shane Dawson, iJustine, Onision, anyone like that, the big guy, Smosh, KazMG, anyone like that. I don't know if you would call it contract, but guideline rules, they are made to say rate, comment, subscribe, you know, stupid annotations that annoy me to all hell. They're made to say that, and they also say, and those at, I think it was like an offshoot of this same point in the AdSense guidelines, get as much comments as possible. That's why you see the guys saying, like, question of the day, and then they just have some comment. They don't care. They don't read what you say. And when they say, leave a comment for what I should do next, they don't read all the comments. They just look through the first 20 or something and pick that. So, when people say that, just take it for what it is. It's not them. They don't care about you. Shane Dawson made over $350,000 in 2009 just off YouTube, which sort of wraps into my next point. It's, as Mr. Shy City called it, it's FTS, faking the suspension, which Shane Dawson uploaded a video of him as a ghetto black person dressed up, saying like, yo, here it is, all that. And he remade the Martin Luther King speech, but dressed as a ghetto person, saying like, yo, so I had a dream, and all that. I'm not going to go through it. I think it's disgusting. So he makes that, and this is where faking the suspension comes in. He uploads that intentionally to get suspended. He makes a new account. I think his first account was Shane Dawson. His second account is now called Shane Dawson TV. And with that second account, he flags his own videos, and he gets everyone to flag it on purpose, with minimal views. And at that point, Google responds by shutting his account down, suspending it, removing video, or the video's still up, but he's suspended so he can't see it. And then he comes out on his new account, Shane Dawson TV, and claims, oh, YouTube's after me, I'm just a little guy, support me, big bad Google. And then when Google sees that it was Shane Dawson's video that was taken away and he was suspended, they remove the suspension and just take away the video. Now, he has two accounts. Now he links the second Shane Dawson TV to his main account, so he gets double the AdSense revenue. That's why you see big names like that, they always have at least two or three accounts. Like iJustine, she has her main account, which is for, I don't know what to call them, skit, if you want to call them that. I can barely call them skits. One for blogs, then just another one that's like blog-ish, I don't know, and then she has a review channel, which is all Mac stuff, and she all loves Mac stuff, so you can't really say it's bad for her. So that's four accounts, so she's making quadruple the money that she should on AdSense. And when AdSense was first around, I'm not sure if it was AdSense, because I'm not sure if there was AdSense on YouTube before Google bought them, but it was some form of AdSense. And if you wanted to make money off YouTube, it would automatically subtract money from the money you've made into whatever selected charity. You had a selected charity, and it would auto-rip some of the money you made and give to that charity. Now, lately, since it's Google AdSense, it says in the rules or whatever that you have to give some of the money to charity, but there's no fact checking. Nothing stopping people from just, I'll keep all the money. The only person I know who doesn't do that is a YouTube user by Kev Jumba, is his name. He has an account called Jumba Fund, and that's just for behind-the-scenes things, bloopers, things like that. And all the money he raises on that account does go to whatever charity of the month. He has a charity of the month that he gives away. I think last month, I forgot what the charity was called, but he raised something like $25,000 to some charity, so at least he's doing something good. He still does the rate, comment, subscribe in his main account, but at least he's making an effort to clean up something, I don't know. So, there's also, I could go on about Shane Dawson literally for over an hour. He's uploaded disgusting videos. He's uploaded a video of him finding out that his dog died. His mom calls him and he turns on the video camera and starts bawling. He records a video of him seeing his grandmother for the last time. Now, you might say that's just, he wants to remember that. But you can enable and disable AdSense revenues on videos. He enabled AdSense revenue on both of those videos. So he's making money off things and people that were close to him. By dying, he makes more money off it. Then iJustine made a video. It was about getting malaria nets, or mosquito nets, to Africa. First of all, it was covered in ads by Canon, I think, which is sort of ironic. You can sort of look that up, I guess, if you want to know why I said it was ironic. But instead of, you can link certain videos straight to charities, too. I've seen a few people do it. Very rarely have I seen it done, but I have seen it done. And she's telling everyone, please donate. And she has AdSense revenue on. So she's making money off mosquito nets needing to be in Africa. She's never said that she's donated the money. And I think if she was to donate, she'd probably make AdSense revenue off that video of her saying, I've donated money. It got to the point where one user, his name was the Archfiend, he exposed things like this too. He talked about him. All his videos were about this. He was suspended. He's unsuspended now, but you can tell Google told him something or YouTube told him something, because his videos, he isn't doing the same thing. He'd go after Shane Dawson, pretty much saying all the things I've said. And it got to the point where Shane Dawson fans would flag all his videos to the point where Google didn't even look at what the video contained. And if they did, they'd probably suspend him anyway because it was talk bad about their website. But it got to the point where it was flagged so much, Google just took all the videos away and just suspended him. Finally, it was about a month after he suspended that, there's enough people petitioning about it that they unsuspended him. Took away most of his videos, I think. I didn't really like most of his videos, but some of them were good. Which sort of leads me into another point. I found this out myself. It was the video of him acting as the ghetto person. I forget what he was doing. It was something stupid like, ghetto man cleans the house, or some stupid thing like that. And on the bottom, the big YouTube partners have a TV rating under there in the little user bar below the video, and it said it was TVY, and meanwhile he's swearing the whole time. I don't mind swearing, I mean, you've heard me swear. I just don't think something like that should be rated TVY, especially since Shane Dawson, you look at his videos and you can tell most of his audience are really young fan base. Just look at the comments and things like that. So I decided I wanted to flag the video. It said reason why, or most of the time it says reason why, and I just replied it shouldn't be TVY, at least, I don't know, 13, or I don't know how the TV ratings work. But when you click on flag video, which is on the bottom right, I think, they might have changed it, but it used to be there. When I clicked it, it said flagging has been disabled for this video. Shane Dawson disabled flagging, which means it's impossible for him to get suspended, and he can do whatever he wants at this point. He's got 3 accounts at this point, so he's making triple the AdSense money he should. So it's a horrible, horrible system. Just for that, I'm probably just gonna be uploading things I usually do, which is just already copyrighted videos, and then I just make mixes of them. I'm not going to upload any original content of my own anymore, other than, well, splicing copyrighted things together. Alternatives, I don't really know. YouTube's so big. I'm sure I'm still going to go on YouTube, but I'm only going to watch certain select people. Obviously going to watch, like, the Young Turks, things like that. I'm not going to support major people. Probably going to unsubscribe from the majority of people. What's the alternative, though? Vimeo? I mean, most of the work on Vimeo is great, but it's just you can't search and see videos, things like that. But, most of my time, wow, over 10 minutes. This is by far the longest one. I'm sure I've repeated myself, made no sense most of the time. But, watch the video from Shy City. It's pretty much what I'm saying. I'm just re-saying what he's saying, I guess. If you're an AdSense revenue user on YouTube, sorry. I'm not sure if you do this kind of thing, but if you do, I don't know. I think it's really a horrible move. It's good on Google's part. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, they're making major, major money off this. But at the same time, I'm losing a lot of respect for Google. From old videos, I think I saw the Verizon Google net neutrality message online. I've pretty much said, like, Google's my favorite company. They've been my favorite company for a long, long time, but I'm starting to change. For the longest time, Google, their slogan was, "Don't be evil." And one of the co-CEOs or something like that of Google left Google after all this Verizon stuff went on. He said, "Well, we're turning evil, and I just don't want to be a part of this company anymore." And he might have been one of the co-founders, actually. So I made a video about that. This whole video and Google, all that, sort of relates to the last video I made. I said video so many times, I still can't get used to that. One of the last messages I made, which was the kid who made $1 million off his iPhone bundle pack, which he just blatantly stole from someone else and got all the credit for. I mean, this is what the internet is, but it's still annoying. I don't know. I might make another message about t-shirt companies. I'm not sure if I talked about that in the kid's $1 million iPhone upgrade bundle thing. But if I did, it'd pretty much just be talking about how shirt companies rip people a new one and then sell their shirts. Like the Double Rainbow guy, you can check the three major t-shirt, Health, Redless, whatever the other one, Snorg Tees, I think it is. They all have a Double Rainbow shirt. And are you trying to tell me that he's making money off that? There's no way he's making money off that. I don't know. I guess that's it for now. I have 2 minutes, so what have I been doing? Not much. I found a Team Fortress 2 server that runs Team Fortress Classic maps, which is cool, because I still prefer Team Fortress Classic to Team Fortress 2, but no one plays that anymore, so it's cool to see a mixture. Other than that, I don't know. That's pretty much what I'm doing. I need to get new RAM for my computer. I'm down to 2 gigs now, and I can barely run. It's so much slower. I used to have 4 gigs, and you can tell it's half speed just from boot up time, right clicking things, and it doesn't instantly pop up, things like that. And I'm sure I wouldn't have noticed if I was always at 2 gigs, but now dropping half speed on RAM, you can totally notice the difference. So that's it. I kind of want to extend this for another minute so I can hit 15 minutes. So what have you been all up to? That's cool. Alright, I can't extend this for another minute. Alright, I guess that's bye. And as I said many times before, if you're still listening to this, you're awesome.